Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA on WOTUS in just a moment.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell from the Oklahoma School Land Commission. If you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping, each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing as well as outdoor recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 33 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease this year. On Monday, October 19th at 2 p.m., we'll be in Beaver at the Beaver County Fairgrounds, where 21 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website, clo.ok.gov, and follow the prompts for 2015 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma schools and colleges.
On the day that the WOTUS rule, the Waters of the U.S. final rule from EPA, was set to be implemented by the agency, back at the end of August, a federal district judge in North Dakota issued an injunction, a stay
that affected 13 states.
Now, by a vote of 2-1 in the Cincinnati district, that's the 6th judicial district, the stay
has been expanded from 13 states
to a nationwide stay against EPA. And according to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, this is exactly what the doctor ordered when it came to WOTUS.
Now, this is a huge development for all of us in the cattle business, because what it does is basically stops enforcement and implementation of this rule, which is something we've been pushing for ever since the North Dakota judge had issued his injunction that only applied to 13 states in the end of the summer. So to be able to have this entire process stopped and have that apply to all 50 states is a huge win for us, because right now our producers are not going to have to worry about EPA showing up and knocking on their front door.
And Colin Woodall says you've got to remember, though, that when it comes to WOTUS, the battle is not over.
Yeah, that is a good point that everybody needs to keep in mind, is this is only temporary. This is not a permanent solution. This is not the end of this discussion. And we need producers to remain engaged. And for everybody who's out there who is not engaged in this process, you still have time to do that. You need to make sure that you are contacting your members of Congress, especially your two senators, and tell them to act on S 1140, which is the current legislation that would also engage here. Because not only do we have to maintain our pressure on the legal case that we have filed, but we also need to maintain the pressure on Congress, because either one of these could ultimately provide us the final victory that we're looking for.
And while the Cincinnati judges in their ruling suggested that EPA might lose on the merits of this case in the court system, it could be a long time before that actually happens. So Colin Woodall says a better way to take care of WOTUS is to get Congress to act.
Yeah, you're right. We're talking about a case that could potentially go to the Supreme Court. That could be 5, 6 or more years away. We cannot sit and just wait in limbo while the courts continue to look at this. Now, ultimately, that may be where it takes us. But right now, we need to make sure that Congress understands they can still act. And they can act by passing S 1140, which basically sends this back to EPA and tells them to start over. But start over from the perspective of dealing with the stakeholders, folks like NCBA and cattle producers, working with us to try to really decide what the true problem is, what the true goal is, and to come up with some sort of solution that is actually workable. Because ultimately, we do want some clarification, but this current rule is not the way to do it.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guess annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guess female production sale, October 17th. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.